Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm super excited because I fly 200 days a year and we have a president and CEO of an extraordinary airline soon to be servicing Equatoriana Airlines, Ed Delgado, the president and CEO. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Hey, thank you very much, David. I appreciate the time and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I want to start with the brand because there's so much going on with people buying domains, buying, you know, JCPenney and all these brands that still have awareness and community. And one of those brands is, in your country, Equatoriana. It is a well-known brand for many years. And like many companies, it needs to be restructured with the potential of servicing a market today. How strong of a brand is Equatoriana today in Ecuador?
So Equatoriana Airlines, or actually Equatoriana de Aviación, started back in 1957. It was an airline that was actually founded by an American investment. The airline was in existence through the 60s and onward on through the 90s, where it actually was shut down by the government, and then subsequently was sold off to the Brazilian carrier. The brand itself, Equatoriana de Aviación, is iconic and very similar to your audience. It would know, for example, Pan Am, that's been in the news lately because they're going to restart. Pan Am was iconic airline from the 1930s all the way up to the 1990s. Very similar. The brand name is still very known, especially with anybody over the age of 35 in Ecuador. So I am the owner of the Equatoriana de Aviación name and logos from back then, and now Equatoriana Airlines, which is more suitable for an airline that's going to be flying not only domestically, but eventually be international.
Yes, with a brand that has been built over 70 years and an executive that has been built over 35 years working for commercial and luxury transportation companies, some of the biggest in the world, like Delta, SkyWest, and Continental, you've learned from top to bottom the business. What was so attractive about the revival of Ecuador's iconic national carrier through this private investment that you're seeking?
So I always say this to people that ask me about it, you know, isn't the airline industry a losing industry? You know, I think Richard Branson coined it as, you know, start off as a billionaire, end up as a millionaire in aviation. If somebody would ask me, hey, let's build an airline in the U.S., let's build an airline in Europe or Canada, I would say, you know what, thank you, but no thank you. There's niche markets that you can start an airline and actually make it very successful. Ecuador is one of them. Currently, there is out of the 14, 15 airports that are in Ecuador, in the continental Ecuador, only a handful are served by two airlines. The rest are not served currently by any airline at all. And we're talking airports at destinations that are very touristy destinations. Then we have the Galapagos Islands, which also two airlines are serving those airlines. The Galapagos Islands. But these airlines are not from Ecuador. They're actually from Colombia, and they're from Chile. So they come in and they've purchased the rights to be in Ecuador, but they're not an Ecuadorian brand or an Ecuadorian flag carrier per se. So the reason behind, hey, let's bring back Equatoriana Airlines, because there is the opportunity right now. There's this gaping hole that exists because there's no domestic carrier right now inside of Ecuador. We live on tourism. And we want to increase the tourism. We really want to, you know, surpass what we're currently, I think it's a little less than 2 million visitors a year. We want to help to boost that up to 5, because we have the crown jewels of tourism, not only the Galapagos Islands, the Amazon jungle, the Sierras, and our coastal region is just superb, especially for tourists who want to visit the region.
Well, I am one of those tourists that will be down there over Christmas to the Galapagos Islands. And I am also having to take a ferry in that respect as well to get to from the plane to the island. and so I know personally the need that's there. But I want to go through all three opportunities in this investment. And the first is the simple domestic routes to all these different islands, which is internal tourism with all the millions of people that also want to visit. Who's a competitor today for the domestic routes? And it may not necessarily be any aircraft, but who is it and how do you see that business being profitable?
All right, you're going to find this really funny, David, but actually our competitor is buses. That's who we compete. That's who we compete against is buses, you know, which buses, you know, on some routes in Ecuador, some routes, you know, there is 20 to 30 buses that leave in a 24-hour period between two destinations. Each bus is on the average of 38 to 42 seats, let's say. So you have they're moving a lot of people between destinations, but you got to take consideration one thing. Even though Ecuador is not a very big country, it's, I think, the size of Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. But it takes, on average, this from Quito, which is a capital city, to get to a beach destination, Esmeraldas, which is the closest, it takes about 7 hours, to 7 hours on the road. That's if you're driving yourself. In a bus, it's obviously a lot longer. The bus doesn't go as fast. So if you wanted to take the kids, the wife to vacation, and you want to go down to the beach, even if you were driving yourself, that's 6 hours with kids and the wife in the car. You know, hey, we love our families, but, you know, hey, everybody has our limitations, right?
Yeah.
But 30 minutes on an aircraft, 30 minutes on a flight from Quito to Esmeraldas, where, you know, you can take off, land, and be having a cocktail on the beach before you're even out of the city limits of Quito. So, you know, driving. That's the way we look at it. There's that.
How much is a bus trip comparatively to a turboprop plane that you guys are going to facilitate these trips with?
So the average fare, I think it ranges between $15 to $30. Let's say somewhere around there, $15 to $30 in each direction.
Yeah.
Our fares at Equatriana are going to be somewhere between $45 to $75, depending on the route. So for somebody that's really looking to put more time in their vacation, you know, I'm talking, you know, almost a half a day vacation still, you know, left for $50-$60, let's say on average. Yeah, that's something you would consider, right? I mean, I would.
So there's obviously an over demand for domestic affordable routes. But what about regional flights? Is there a market still, or is that getting too competitive and falling into the Branson perspective?
No, unfortunately, no. The regional is also open for us. And with the Q400, which is the aircraft we're going to be flying, which is right on my screen, it's a turboprop aircraft, 78 seats, very efficient, very fuel efficient, very flexible aircraft, able to fly in all sorts of conditions, whether, you know, either high altitude, hot airports, cold, hot. They can fly into any destination that we currently have in Ecuador. But the region is also needing of this type of aircraft. The big carriers in the market, you know, Copa, Avianca, LATAM, they're dedicated to their fleets of 737s and Airbus and big airplanes, 180 seats, 160 seats. This is a 78-seater.
Yeah.
Now, with Ecuador's policy between their agreement between Colombia and also Peru, it allows us for trans-border flights that are considered, even though international, they're considered domestic flights. So we could actually take advantage of those agreements, and we can fly between Ecuador, smaller cities or even big cities, into Peru and Colombia, into their cities that are, you know, about a million citizens or around there.
Unbelievable. Now, I just got back from Guatemala. And I was amazed, not only did they have great domestic flights, regional flights, but they also had great international service. There was a direct flight into DC, New York, Dallas, a variety of different places, obviously Miami. Is that a competitive market for you, the international service?
So for an airline to be successful in any, you know, in any country of the world, you have to have your domestic service really nailed down, your foundation and what the airlines in the U.S. call the hub and spoke. So you have a hub, which is Quito and Guayaquil in Ecuador, and then your spoke, because the spoke of a wheel goes out to the different cities. Once you have that in place, then you can really start looking at international destinations. The other two big carriers that I previously mentioned do not have a hub and spoke system. They just depend on their passengers that either can have to commute to the big to Quito or to Guayaquil to board their flights, or anybody that lives in Quito and Guayaquil to take their flights. They also do not fly nonstop to a lot of destinations that you just mentioned. Most of them will take their aircraft, fill it up, and then they'll go into their hubs, which are Bogota or Peru, Santiago, Chile, or into Panama. They won't extend into the international market because they know that they don't have that hub and spoke established in Ecuador, but they have it in their corresponding hub cities.
Yeah, I mean, you are systematic, leveraging 35 years of experience from top to bottom to understand the business, understand the aircraft, understand the routes, understand the customer, the demand. All of it has been well thought out, including the brand, which is almost 70 years old as well. It seems as if it's a great formula for investment and success. Can you share a little bit about the investment opportunity? I know you were the star of Go Fund Yourself, the number one show on Cheddar. But we also have quite a big community here that may not watch the show. So I'd love for them to know where they could help fund this project and what's available for them.
Great. I encourage your audience to watch the show. It was a fun experience. We had a great time putting the Equatriana airline project out. And right now, we are looking for investment into this. And what we've done is that we've actually decided to offer this investment to anybody that from big to small, we want to reach out to everybody. The investment right now starts as little as $100. We have a campaign going on right now on WeFunder. So we have a WeFunder campaign that's ongoing. And we want to make this so that it's available to everybody from $100 on up.
So if anyone, maybe we should start to market a deal about flights. Anybody that invests over $1,000 get a flight or a coupon or a discount. But always be on
Well,
the crowdfunding side of it with the masses. Very exciting, well thought out business, an investment opportunity. Go to WeFunder, check out Equatoriana Airlines, and it has answered all the questions and touched all the bases for me. For what most people perceive as a high risk opportunity, starting domestically, building regional and international is a formula with a proven brand and a proven community and a proven demand. I can't see any reason why I wouldn't want to participate. El Delgado has created a recipe for success with Equatoriana Airlines.
thank you, Dave. Just one last thing with regards to our business plan and our financials, all of our everything that actually propped up the airline and re the reason why we decided to do it was established or was actually done by KPMG. So we didn't do it. We didn't run the numbers. We didn't do the business plan. We didn't do the projections or anything like that. We actually went out and contracted a well-known firm, KPMG, their aviation sector. And they spent about 4 months in developing everything related to the plan of Equatriana Airlines. So it's backed by, it's signed by the KPMG firm, and they are backing this one 100%.
Yeah, so we're not just getting no pun intended, numbers out of thin air. The air is thin at the top, as Ed Delgado will find out with this great aviation opportunity for all of us to participate in. Equatoriana Airlines, KPMG will give you their packet, always available as well. It's public information. And also go to WeFunder. Let's all support this campaign. You can make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Join us always, as I say, here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.